You beat me too with parrots. Parrots. I'm eating this thing. It was like good turkey, and it's chicken.
And it was deep fried.
Okay. My taste buds are just, yeah. Anyway, Tesvav, yeah. About Tfilas Elikai Nitzar. We'll do a little bit more because to make up for Friday. About Tfilas Elikai Nitzar, meaning he's going off that we just finished. We just finished what you're not allowed to, that you're not allowed to answer anything during Shemoneh Esrei. But Tfilas Elikai Nitzar, mutar l'hasik parak. During Elikai Nitzar, it's mutter to stop for anything that you're allowed to stop for in the middle of a parak of Birchus Kriyas Shema or Kriyas Shema and Kriyas Shema. Kamakam tchila. However, if you're going to be answering anything during Elikai Nitzar, then you should say Yilaratzin. And if it's possible, it's even better to take the three steps back without finishing Elikai Nitzar. You'll finish Elikai Nitzar later. I think people don't do that. It's a pasuk. There are some people, I imagine most on this Zoom here, do this. You say after Hamavarech Hasam Yisrael Bashalom, you say Yulerotzen, but I remember the kind of tzar, and then you say the kind of tzar. Pam Shenis Yulerotzen. Echein Nochen Lasos. That's the proper thing to do. So nearly the Vinyan Zeh in this situation, Mutaron Lahafsik Betfilas the kind of tzar Lana is Kol Omei. If you do that and you say Elikai Nitzar, I would say if you say Yulerotzen, then you could answer anything, any Amen. All right, which is what you should do. Say if you realize that the Chazaras HaShatz is starting and you're up to Elikai Nitzar, say Yulerotzen Imrefi, and then you're able to answer whatever you want. Yesharim Dekadim Shemar Atzah Pasuk Yulerotzen Toivlamer Pasuk Echom and Atayra Minavim. It's good to say a pasuk from Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, that starts with the first letter of your name, and it ends with a letter that your name ends with. It says, if you do Yularatzin twice, then say this pasuk after, right before the second Yularatzin, not before the first Yularatzin. Okay, Tazayin Kvar Nesvar, Rasimin Yud Yeh Siv Kimmel, De Margish Ba'atzmai. I feel a
What happens if
Ketzas
you only
HaPasuk.
say one?
Well, then you for
What is
sure
it?
say before the second one, or
Right.
before that one.
Before it's
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah. Kvar Nesvar, Rasimin Yud Yeh Siv Kimmel, De Margish Ba'atzmai, I feel a Ketzas HaGosh L'Tzrochav. We already said before, if you even feel a little bit of a feeling that you need to go to the bathroom, also Lo Elis Pala'at Shiyanak HaSatzmai. It's also to daven until he cleans himself. And kol shekein l'tefilas Shemoneh Esrei, and kol shekein for Shemoneh Esrei. She also lelamin l'spal, and it's also to daven. Kishu margish ktsas l'tzochav ad sheyinake es atzmei. So you're not down to daven, even if you feel that you have to go to the bathroom a little bit, until you clean yourself. Ulam im mitchil lo hirgish klal. But if in the beginning you didn't feel anything, see now the mamish the halacha goes a 180. If you feel you have to go to the bathroom before davening, then you're just not allowed to, you're not allowed to daven. But if you already started and you didn't have any feeling of going to the bathroom whatsoever, then if again v'ulam im mitchilu lo hirgish klal v'achakach be'emtzat tefilas Shemoneh Esrei hirgish shu tzarach l'tzrachav be'ein gedolim. But in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you start feeling that you have to go to the bathroom. Yatzar es atzma, you should hold it in. Ad sheyigmar Shemoneh Esrei v'lo yafsik, until you finish Shemoneh Esrei and don't be mafsik. All right. Even if you really feel you have to go, you should hold it in as long as you can. You shouldn't be mafsik to go out during Shemoneh Esrei. Right? So, meaning it's a very, very difficult halacha to understand. We're saying that you can't daven if you have to go to the bathroom. Even the slightest bit of feeling that you need to go to the bathroom, you can't do. Then you can't daven. But once you start, then you got to hold it in. And only under extreme circumstances, your mamish can't hold it in, then you go to the bathroom during Shemoneh Esrei. And the Paiskim say, Mishnah Berurah says that even if you get to the situation where it's Baal Teshaksu, which is really an Isser, right, you still don't go to the bathroom. But again, this is only if you didn't feel that you had to go to the bathroom before davening, if you weren't sure and you're feeling it, and you say, you know, let me daven anyways, then that doesn't count. Then you have to stop. We're talking about where totally random it hits you. All right. Now, and what happens if you do have to go to the bathroom in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? So you finish the bracha that you're up to, you go to the bathroom. Obviously, you don't talk and you don't say Asher Yotzer. And then you go back to the bracha that you were up to in the Shemoneh Esrei. All right? Unless you went to the bathroom for so long that it would, like we had a couple days ago, then you would be able to finish Shemoneh Esrei. Then you would start again from the beginning. But ask a shayla before you do that. Okay. Good Zion.
But what if yeah. you have when you finish Shemoneh Esrei, you're supposed to wait. Let's say it's by Mincha or Shachar, you're supposed to wait for Kedusha.
Right.
So and you take your three steps back and you're waiting for Kedusha, and so you really have to go. Do you go and take your three steps forward and finish?
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah. You can finish and don't even wait for Kedusha, just go before.
Correct. Yeah, you can't because you can't answer Kedusha if you have to go to bed. So I consider part of Shemoneh Esrei for this. Okay, Yudzayin. Here goes Shiyetim and Ruach Melamata, Via Shalalatza. So let's say somebody has gas and he can't hold it back. If he's davening at home, what you do is you step back 4 amas, or go sideways, and then you let it out. Then wait until the smell goes away, then you go back to your spot. That it's known how bad we are and our embarrassment. Rima v'seileya v'maiseinu, where when we're dead, we are going to be wormy. V'garmer tefilase. So that's a special tefillah that you say if you have to have gas and davening. Having nothing to do with tefillin. All right, tefillin, we already said, is very severe to have gas and tefillin. V'yotzim v'na oruach v'mekayim e'lo ansay. And let's say it came out of you against your will where you were standing. V'cheinim espal v'tzibur, she is bayish and misrachik l'chorav. And if the same thing, if you're in shul and all of a sudden people see you take 4, you know, go back 6 feet, then they say, he must have gas, and it's embarrassing. You don't have to distance yourself. And also, you don't have to say rebuyin. You just wait until the smell goes away, and then you finish your tefillah. Okay, that's, I think, the way most people do it, at least in public. Yud Ches is tough halachas. You're not allowed to sit within 4 amas. 4 amas would say about 6 feet of somebody who's davening Shemoneh Esrei. This is whether it's in front of you, behind you, or side. So you can have this sometimes at home. You know, you have somebody davening, women especially, you have them davening Shemoneh Esrei. You can't sit within 6 feet of them in all directions. But if the person's sitting is also being Isaac and Tefillah, then they can, then they're allowed to sit. I don't know where Tehillim falls in with this. I'm not sure. I don't know what learning falls in with this either. And there are those that are Isaac, meaning according to the first sheet. Now we have a different sheet. Even if you're not being Isaac and Tefillah, but you're learning Torah verbally, then you don't have to distance. All right? Yeah. And the Pais can say, this is really only for on the side or on the back, not in the front. And somebody who has a Yirah Shemayim should not sit in front of somebody who's davening, even for as far as the eye could see. Meaning, really make a din, it's 4 arms. But it's Yav Yirah Shemayim, so you should stay, you shouldn't anywhere within the sight lines of the person davening. Afilo Amar Kriya Shema. Even if you're saying Kriya Shema. Avala Achayra, well, it's Tadin, ain't Lahakbid, but behind or on the sides is no Makbid. Vilamid Mutter, Vichal Inyan, Afilo Uponim, and to stand up, it's Mutter even in front of it. Okay, you test him. Zaha Yoshev, who Adam Chalush, ain't Lim Chizloi. If he's somebody who's weak, then you should not make a macha. If there's somebody that's weak and standing in front of the standing in front of the person who's davening, do not make a ruckus about it. Let's say the guy was sitting there first. All right. Or, and this guy comes and he stands there either on the side or in front of him, and then this guy sitting behind him. This guy came into your boundary. All right. And then the place can bring the same thing if it's not Zman Tefila in the shul. You know, sometimes you have it, you're sitting in the side room of a shul and a guy comes in late, he starts davening. So now you have to stand up. So he's saying, the kids are saying you don't have to stand up. If he stands up to daven, and the guy is who was sitting is ends up in front of him, then you do have to stand up. Meaning in front of him is much stricter than on the sides and behind. This is all when you're davening at home. But if you're davening in a house that's miyuchad for a minyan kavua, because you can be based on knesses and miyuchad l'chol echad l'spal l'sham, and the same thing in the base of knesses that's miyuchad for anybody to daven there, a few yoshav hu kaidem, even if you're sitting first, tzarech lama, you need to get up. Kivan sha makam miyuchad l'tfila l'chol esh, since the makam is miyuchad for tfila for every person, meaning a guy comes into shul and you say to him, hey, you can't daven here because I'm sitting. Well, it's a makom tefillah. That's what he's supposed to be doing there. I'm assuming this is just referring to the rooms that they daven in. But let's say you have a library or a reading room or whatever you want to call it, then l'chara, that's not considered a makom miyuchad for tefillah. Chof aleph, osur lav or b'saych arba amas. You're not allowed to walk within arba amas l'fnei ha'mespalot tefillah shmoneh esrei. You're not allowed to walk in front of it. All right, v'lochein. Im echad is palo, one guy is davening v'gomer tefilasei, and he finishes davening v'echad aymed la'acharov, and a guy standing behind him, u'mespalo v'adayin le'gomer, and he's in the middle of davening. Al yafsi hazeh shelefonav asapsias, you should not take the steps back. Shenimtza ko'ev lefnei ha'mespalo, because when you take the 3 steps back, and you're within 6 feet of the guy behind you, then you're not allowed to. Then you're walking in front of him. V'laver min atzadin, and because again la'acharov mutter. Could go behind him and from the sides, that's no problem. So you have this a lot, the guys that daven in the back, when they come in late, they can be holding up the whole besmedrish. So there's a whole list of things where the pais can say you don't have to keep this. If you're having a mitzvah that you're going to miss out on, like tefillah b'tzibur, or to hear kaddish, kedusha, or you're late for learning, so those type of things, so then we'd be makel, you could do it. Or if you have to go to the bathroom, or some say that the Bir Halacha brings that if the guy's eyes are closed or his talus is over his eyes, so he won't be able to tell anyways, so then that's also allowed. And if there's a mechitza, see, a table doesn't work, it has to be something that's 10 tvachim high, 4 tvachim wide, and really it should be higher than the person, than the height of the person davening. Right? And same thing if it's a public place and he doesn't really have a right to steal from everybody by davening like that. Then you have, let's say you can't step back because there's a guy behind you, but there's a guy in front of you, right? So you're finished, but you couldn't take your 3 steps back because you got a guy behind you. So does the guy in front of you also not take his 3 steps back? So that is actually a machloekas apayskim. There's certainly what to rely on that you can take those. So sometimes you go to yeshivas, you got one guy dominating along the back, and you can see mamish a whole domino effect. You see one guy standing, and another guy, all the way to the front of the besmerish, because there's one guy in the back that's still dominating. All right, chavpeis shikur. Somebody was drunk. A man yachal ledaver lefnei adam gadol v'nichbar. If he's not able to talk. Not stop talk to a friend, but he can't have fine talk that a person would have in front of an adam godom nechbar asalay l'spalo v'im aver v'spalo. And if he did daven tefilas teyeh, but it's considered an abomination. Tzarach lasu l'spalo kishiyasa yena me'olav. That means he has to go back and daven when his wine wears off. V'im aver zman tefila mashlamayse b'tefila shalachara. If the zman tefila passes until his drunkenness wears off, then he davens in the tefillah after that. Kedin shoygeg va'onos l'kamon simin chavale. That we'll get to next week, Be'ez Hashem, about when you do tashlumin and when do you make up tefillahs. Okay, we'll go a little weiter. That's today. We'll go a little weiter because we're not doing tomorrow. Simin yutestin mashav ruach v'talu matar v'yal v'yove v'anenu. So it's actually coming up this week, Be'ez Hashem. We start December 4th. We start saying v'sein talu matar. Uvo yudal tzivim. So al v'chayrev aymerim. In the winter, we say mashiv aruach amirir ha-goshem. Some say geshem. U'maschilim b'musuf shel shmini atzeres. And we start musuf on shmini atzeres. V'shamash machriz mikodim. And the shamash announces it first. Right? You get the chazan who's doing all the chazonos, and he gets all the credit that we're starting to say mashiv aruach amirir ha-goshem. The guy that really counts is the gabbai. He's the one who announces it, is the one that changes, and everybody starts saying it after the gabbai announces it. The gabbai didn't do it, then you don't announce it. You don't say it then in that tefillas musaf. Only after the chazan says it in his musaf, by his chazaras hashatz. So what does somebody at home do? Somebody diving at home, or a woman, first shmini atzeres. When does she say mashuach or negashim or musaf or not? People from villages that don't have a minyan. What they should do is don't daven musaf. Until the shuls are finished davening musaf. Like this, they don't have a problem. And then they should daven musaf and then they should say it. By the way, women, as a machlokes, most, as far as I know, most places can hold women are not required to daven musaf. So if a woman has a choice between davening shachris and musaf, they should always daven shachris, assuming that it's not after this man, after chatzos. Fine. And we say mashuach amirah negashim until the first day Pesach. Ta'ainu shatzibur gam shliach tzibur. Aymer moisay the tzibur and the shliach tzibur say it. Oid b'tfilas halachash during the silent shmonesay. V'chazaras tfilas shliach tzibur paisik malamri. That's where they stop saying it. I have no idea because I say murder at all. So I don't know. Those that daven nusach svar does not negate, but those that daven nusach ashkenazim don't say murder at all. So the by Musaf, you do say Mashiv Ruach Amirat HaGoshem because there's no announcement. What do? Make a bang? That's not an announcement, at least according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, you have to say it. It's only after the Shliach Tzibur says it during Musaf. That's after that. That's when you stop saying Mashiv Ruach Amirat HaGoshem. That's what the Kitzur is saying here. V'chazaras tefillah Shliach Tzibur paisik mila amrei. B'shum gam ha-tzibur ein amri b'mincha, then the tzibur doesn't say it by mincha, kibin shekvar shom m'shliach tzibur, shepasak me'lo amri, since he already heard it from the shliach tzibur, who stopped saying it. Mish m'spal v'yichidus, somebody who's davening v'yichidus, yaknum m'spal az tfilas ha-musaf, then he should go and daven musaf earlier, so he doesn't have the shayla, because he dayan le'pasak shliach tzibur me'lo amri b'yaris. That's before the shliach tzibur says it in the cities. Anybody who davens after the Shliach Tzibur says it in Musaf, it doesn't say it anymore. That's the Minigan Eretz Yisrael, that's Musaf Svard. You say either Mashruch Merad Atol or just Merad Atol. The Yachris Kain Hashamish Kaidan Musaf Yomishin Shal Pesach. And the Shamish should announce this before Musaf on the first day Pesach. And then you start saying it in the Shasayel Shemayin Esrei by Musaf, and then you stop saying Merad Goshen. Right? That's the standard way. Let's just do Beis. If the guy made a mistake, he didn't say Mashiv Ruach Merad Goshen. So if you remember before you said Mechayim Esim, I'm welcome Shenizkar. Just say where you are. Rakshalei b'emtza inyan. You shouldn't be in the middle of an inyan. Meaning, finish the sentence, and then say Mashiv Ruach Merad Goshem right there. You're going to miskar la'achas shomer makayim emunasai. Like if you remember after you said a makayim emunasai, the shenei afar, right? Imer gam ken the shenei afar. Finish the shenei afar because if you say it by makayim emunasai, that's in the middle of a sentence. Imer Mashiv Ruach micha moicha. Im raitze yachal emer legami Mashiv Ruach Merad Goshem b'chal kachayim. You could also go back to there. Let's say you didn't remember that you messed up till after you say Mechayim. You have to go back to the beginning of Shemot Esrei. And it's not enough that you go to Ata Giva. They're all considered one. Because if you didn't say the brachas properly, then you have to go back to the beginning of the davening. This interesting halacha. Normally, in Yiddishkeit, everything changes over at night. Shabbos starts at night. Yom Tov starts at night. We say Yalvi Yovi at night. Right here, by Talu Matar and Marid Atal, or whatever it is that you say, everything switches over in the morning. Right? Okay, so why that is, there's all sorts of calculations, but bottom line is, if a guy by Mairiv doesn't know and he changes over, so does he have to go back? So the kitza says no. He doesn't have to go back. Why not? Because really we should be changing then, because we do everything from the night. We just don't do it because we want to make sure people are in shul, and et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, okay. We could stop over there. I guess Motzei Shabbos 10 o'clock, unless there should be a vote if anybody wants to do Motzei Shabbos earlier. We could try that. I don't know exactly how we'll find out, find the vote. All right. Thank you very much. Everybody should have a good Shabbos and have a fine night.
Scott, thank you.